Hey, Sarah. I see you. Hey, just give us a minute. We're going back live here.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is a J6 hearing day. We are super excited. Make sure
you stick
around.
County Fair Day, man. Waukesha County Fair Day.
Whatever, man. They got Waukesha County Fairs every year, multiple days. This is good. I mean, the 187 committee, 187 hearing from the J6 committee goes off tonight, and I am stoked.
You're just bitter that we're not here on Ted Nugent night.
That's what, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is Ted Nugent.
Oh, Saturday, man. Seether should come for Seether.
Well, whatever. We're here now. And if you make the effort and find us in the forum building, we'll give you a free radio. We're in the radio biz. So I brought a couple of radios. I'm giving away radios today. Who would not want a radio with the Shaw sticker on it?
I mean.
And don't forget, keep us on. I see a Devil radio shirt, man. Someone's going to get that free radio. They're coming. Dom, quick story I wanted to throw out there. Some sad news. There's a fan. I see a Devil radio shirt.
Nice.
Get that man's name. He needs some radio. Melania Trump says she would have spoken out on January 6th, but she was busy working on behalf of our nation.
Really?
Not your nation. Not my nation.
I thought she didn't care. Nation. Do you?
Melania Trump on Thursday offered a new rationalization for why she did not speak out. As her husband's mob was attacking the Capitol on January 6th as part of his unsuccessful coup attempt. Fox News reported former First Lady Melania Trump said Thursday that she was fulfilling her official duties as First Lady of the United States on January 6, 2021, telling Fox News Digital exclusively that she had been fully informed of the events taking place at the Capitol during the day. She would have immediately denounced the violence. You know, had she been fully informed.
Weren't there, and I'm going off of memory here, but I think there were video cuts of the president and his family in like a VIP tent adjacent from the stage, perhaps, but or maybe near the White House.
That was at the Ellipse. That was at the pre-insurrection, get them fired up sort of pre-incitement party.
Oh, that was a pre-incitement party.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So that wasn't after Trump had already spoken and...
Well, if you believe the testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson, she was like in the tent or behind the stage, behind the risers, and she was unaware that when Trump went on the stage, that Trump encouraged and said, in fact, that he was going to, what, march down to the Capitol, right?
Yes.
And she got calls almost immediately, I believe, from Mark Meadows, like, you said he wasn't effing going, you know, like, it's her fault suddenly. Like, she's supposed to stop the president of the United States, and he wasn't supposed to have said that. But back to Melania.
Yes, Melania, what was she doing for our nation, Curdy?
Well, the U.S. Constitution, just for clarity's sake, Dom, does not include a single duty that the president's spouse is expected to complete. Well, that sounds like she was up for the job. As with all first ladies who preceded me, it was my obligation to record the contents of the White House's historic rooms. Well, if they're historic rooms, wouldn't the prior first ladies have already made those records for us?
Yeah, but not with her specific style, right? I mean, the Trumps came in and made up her own.
Didn't she pull out the Rose Garden and put in cement?
I mean,
like a cement pond in the back?
It wasn't great.
Including taking archival photographs of all the renovations. Several months in advance, I organized a qualified team of photographers, archivists, and designers to work with me in the White House to ensure perfect execution. I think her husband was working on perfect execution as well.
Mike Pence.
As required, we scheduled January 6, 2021 to complete the work on behalf of our nation. Our nation, Dom. Abigail Adams, the wife of President John Adams, was the first presidential spouse to actually live in the White House. Well, hell, Melania barely made it to the White House.
It took her a while.
Well, you know, she was renegotiating the prenup, my understanding.
Well, and Trump said it was a dump.
It would be over 45 years until the first photo was taken of the White House, meaning that there wasn't any photos taken during the first 10 presidential administrations. And Melania Trump's chief of staff on January 6th, Stephanie Grisham, has revealed she asked Melania Trump questions about condemning the violence according to a screenshot Grisham posted. Now, Grisham was, what, the press secretary, or eventually became the press secretary, but never actually had a press conference. But that Grisham, according to a screenshot Grisham posted, Melania Trump replied, no. It would have only taken her one additional letter to reply yes and let her staff condemn the violence through her social media accounts.
According to the actual tweets screenshot from Stephanie Grisham, Stephanie inquired, do you want to tweet that peaceful protests are the right of every American, but there is no place for lawlessness and violence? The one-word reply, Crudy, no.
No.
That was sent at 1:42 p.m.
No.
I'm sorry, that's the copy of the screenshot was at 1:42. So there is the tweet. She had an opportunity. She declined to do so.
Well, there's a little bit more here, Dom. For me, it was really important because, you know, over the years, working with Melania Trump, I was able to go to her. You know, she was the first person in our entire administration who condemned Charlottesville. Well, possibly the only one. And often I'd be able to go to her and say, this is bad. And she would even pick up the phone and call her husband and talk him down from something. Or she would put out the statement well ahead of the West Wing to set a tone saying that this is not okay. Grisham said, that day when I sent her that text, you know, the text, I wanted to say it wasn't even political. It was just saying everybody has the right to a peaceful protest, but there's no room for violence. And she just said, no. It just made me think she knew something. It made me think she knew that perhaps her husband was going down there. She knew something ahead of time. I don't know this for a fact, but again, I'm quoting Stephanie Grisham. I don't know this for a fact, but again, knowing her as well as I did at that point, it was so unlike her not to have condemned that. It was the moment it all kind of broke me. And that's what I wrote in the book, and I resigned immediately afterwards, according to Stephanie Grisham. I can't wait for the testimony, the live testimony, Dom. And this has got to be your first county fair in a while, man. I know you used to work in farm country.
I go to the state fair, man. You know,
cream puffs for everyone.
Absolutely.
For all my friends.
Wisconsin State Fair in Milwaukee County. That's the big one, man. So it's cute. You know, I like to come over here and see little animals, but I go to the big one.
Man, I am a bigger animal than you give me credit for.
Yeah.
More Devil's Advocates live at the Waukesha County Center Fair Forum Center. We're in here. Find us.